talking about.
Ooh-wee!
It's the Ooh-wee Radio Show.
Demonstration.
Yo, what up? It's your boy, Meek Millie. We in the building.
Hey, yo, what's poppin'? It's your girl, Cardi B.
It's Kayla Brianna.
What's good? It's Kehlani.
Yeah, this is 50 Cent, Wild Not on Wild. You heard me, it's going down.
What's up? It's Megan Thee Stallion.
What up? Y'all, it's your girl, Remy Ma.
Gotta play it safe, huh? No face, no case. Once upon a time, and I heard that I was ugly. Came from a shit who wouldn't wanna fuck. Then my face bomb, ass tight, rack stack of shack height. Broke boys don't deserve no piece of...
I know that's right!
The Ooh-wee Radio Show.
What is up, Ooh-wee Hip Hop and R&B? It is your girl, Stina D, is tapping in for another episode of that Ooh-wee Tea. Y'all, it has been a crazy week, and I'm sure y'all have been trying to keep up, but if you haven't, no worries. I am here to give you all of the tea. Outside of that, you can follow us on Instagram at 2 O's W-E-E Radio Show. And of course, you can follow me, S-T-I-N-A-D-I-A-S, on all social media platforms, y'all. Let's go ahead and get into it. I know y'all seen the crazy headlines, P. Diddy allegations that have been circulating. Y'all, Cassandra Ventura, a.k.a. Cassidy, has brought against a $30 million lawsuit against Sean Diddy Combs, Bad Boy Entertainment. Y'all, in the allegations, it's literally a trigger warning on the front page. Now, she basically goes into detail about he sexually abused her, and including rape and some other things. Honestly, it is crazy because it's been said that Diddy was a little weird, but we never had any, like, proof, I guess you can say. But I'm assuming it's going to all come out once this case unfolds. Y'all, I will be your ear to the streets for this case. So, y'all, make sure you are tuned in. We don't know what's about to happen, but I don't know if the NDA was up, but 10 years is a long time. So, we are going to see what's going on with P. Diddy and Cassie with this whole thing that's happening. Y'all, Snoop Dogg just also announced that he has going to quit smoking. Now, as someone who has literally smoked quite literally, if not all of our lives, then majority of our lives, and if not majority of our lives, even before we was born, Snoop Dogg is weed. So, we just trying to figure out what's going on there. Hopefully, nothing is wrong with Uncle Snoop's health. You know, Snoop Dogg said he was going to go ahead and quit. Meek Mill did come up behind him and say that he was going to also quit smoking. So, I mean, I don't know if it's because stuff isn't as natural anymore, or people are just want to choose a more healthier lifestyle for longevity purposes. But either way, we do not know. So, let's keep it moving. Kevin Hart did win the Mark Twain Award, and honestly, this is supposed to be the highest award for comedians. Y'all, honestly, I'm super, super proud of Kevin Hart. Since those cheating allegations, since those, you know, situations with that, he has literally done nothing but keep positive things about him in this light, and I cannot do nothing but commend him because that is hard. Again, congratulations on that Mark Twain Award, Kevin Hart. We love to see it. Y'all, Keke Palmer and Darius is still having an uproar on social media. It is all unfolding right before our eyes. Now, I don't know if y'all seen, but on Twitter, Armand Wiggins, who is a well-known vlogger on YouTube and also other social media platforms, he basically took the audio from Darius, Keke Palmer, and Keke Palmer's mother's conversation. Now, Keke Palmer's mom had everything to say under the sun. Y'all, it was not pretty, okay? Darius was essentially there saying he just wanted to get his kid, how y'all didn't know who y'all was stepping up to the plate with. Keke was co-signing her mom. Y'all, this was a crazy tough conversation to overhear. Honestly, I'm not gonna lie, it looks like the abuse has been going on for quite some time, and I'm not gonna lie, with the mom knowing all these allegations, and obviously Keke Palmer is grown, I'm not sure how this relationship got to this point, because all the things that are coming out is a bit weird. But, you know, we can never judge based off of what we see, because this is, again, all we are able to see. So we are going to stay tuned to that case. Y'all remember, stay here locked for Ooh-wee Tea with me. Y'all, I will keep y'all posted on that Keke Palmer story, because that is crazy. Y'all, Draymond Green, our favorite big cousin, is suspended for 5 games. Now, this man then choked one of the other players out. What is Draymond doing? Y'all, we are not playing football, but y'all know Draymond, that's already a real culture-fied name. All right, Draymond Green, y'all, we're going to go ahead and keep praying for him. 5 games is a lot. Hopefully he sits out and kind of thinks about everything that's happening, because stuff really do not be that deep. It is just basketball, Buka Butt. Y'all, Kim Kardashian is being in the blogs again, not only for becoming, you know, just this mogul that she's already is. But she is covered. She's on the cover of GQ Man of the Year magazine. Now, she's holding some Cheetos. She's in a suit. And, of course, her hair is really messy. I love the aesthetic that she's going for. However, people are a little bit in uproar that Kim Kardashian was able to cover the Man of the Year magazine, while Kate Jenner was also able to cover the Woman of the Year magazine. Now, y'all, this is crazy. I'm not sure of the correlation because, honestly, if you can't say yourself, Kim Kardashian is doing what she's supposed to do. She is eating, okay? I'm not sure what to say about it because she looks good on the cover, but I do feel there could have been a man on the Man of the Year cover, GQ. Let's do better with not confusing these kids, child. Okay? Shout out to the SG Rose and Rovember. Y'all celebrate 101 years of success, Black excellence, sisterhood, scholarship, and service. I have so many friends that are SG Rose. Y'all, make sure y'all are bouncing up and down for them the entire Rovember. Send one of your favorite Pudas, 1922. $19.22, send $1,922 or $192,222. Go ahead and send your money to them SG Rose. Shout out to y'all, that Black excellence, y'all. So there is going to be another tour. Dre just announced that him and J. Cole will be going on tour for 2024. It's all a blur. Big as a what tour? Y'all, it's only a couple of days, but the good thing about these dates are literally he is going to all the cities that are overlooked. I mean, we have Pittsburgh on there. We have Denver, Colorado. We have Charlotte, North Carolina, Kansas City, Missouri, Birmingham, Alabama. There are so many different stops on this tour. I'm super, super excited to see two of the GOATs of the hip-hop game come together for a tour. I'm going to, of course, find my way out there some way, somehow. I'm happy to see what's going on with this. Now, I know y'all did see Tamar Braxton is on tour. One of her tour dates, Krishan Rock, did quote-unquote crash. And it was not confirmed until here recently where Tamar Braxton took to social media to let out a personalized video about basically, you know, how the person that she assaulted, which one of her backup singers, had to go and get their teeth fixed, one. And two, she was not authorized. Krishan Rock literally picked up the mic, hopped on the stage, and started doing her thing. It was more so like a mama Jay-Z moment, but nobody got hurt during that one. Y'all, still pray for Krishan. She's dealing with a lot. Pray for the person who was assaulted, and also pray for Tamar, because that is not what you want to be the highlight of your tour when you are on tour. But, you know, we are going to stay up for that. We are going to end our OOE T on a positive note. Y'all, T.I. just opened up housing development for 143 units, 25 special units for homeless kids in high school that is set to start construction in 2024 in Atlanta, Georgia. I do feel this is an idea that all of our major cities should adopt. If they don't get it, I mean, you know, it's just a little crazy right now, but 143 units will be going up in Atlanta for affordable housing. Y'all, I love this project. The housing crisis is crazy. It's more so the homeless crisis is also crazy. So I love seeing our hood celebrities, our famous celebrities, our hometown heroes coming together and getting those people off of the street and doing better good. But like I said, y'all, this is the Ooh Wee T. We are the Independent Artist Hub. If you do want to submit your music or you're interested in an interview, please hit us up on Instagram at two O's W-E-E Radio Show. Y'all, shout out Street Madness. Shout out all of my Scorpios. And, of course, my Sagittarius is coming up that are in the building. It is your girl, Cena Diaz. Stay tuned. Stay locked. It's that Ooh Wee T, baby.
It's the Ooh Wee Radio Show. Radio show.
Hey, what's going on? It's Ooh-wee Hip Hop and R&B. I'm the lovely Jazzy J. We tapped in with all the ladies in the house today.
Yeah.
And we bought a house straight into it. Because guess what? Girl, let me tell you.
Tell us what?
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Tell us up. Tell us what about butter?
Butter gonna tell us. Butter gonna tell us. Yeah. Butter's in the building. Big butter ATL. Butter not butter ATL, you know, is in the building, baby.
Yes. What's up? I got to tell y'all. So I was on Facebook and I seen a video of this man whooping his 12-year-old daughter because he found out that she had sex. I want to know how y'all feel.
First time? Was this like, is she young?
Honestly, I don't know if it's her first time, but this time she got caught.
Okay.
She's 12 years old and he decided to make a video whooping her for it. So I felt like it was messed up because at the end of the day, a lot of men mostly think like that. Like, oh, if I catch my daughter having sex, something.
No,
Because
what part of you thought it was okay to whoop her on live, basically? Yeah.
But look, let me tell y'all what. That's sick. And I hate using the phrase "devil's advocate," but let's hop to the other side real quick. Remember when we used to get in trouble at the grocery store? Your mama said, "Wherever you act up is wherever you gonna get embarrassed."
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You act up on that Instagram. We gonna embarrass you on that Instagram.
I can get that.
I'm not here for whooping your kids on Instagram because obviously, like, it's, you know, obviously you don't want to do that. Whatever go on Instagram, live forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I can see that parent's ideology saying wherever you act up is wherever you gonna be embarrassed.
Well, you put it that way. She didn't act up on social media.
That had nothing to do with
when
social
I say
media.
Social media, I think that's the drive for these younger, when I say younger kids.
They feel it.
That's what it is, because you could do something in person and it not exist.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist. If it's on social media, it's stamped, it's real life, it matters, it happened, it's a thing.
Yeah.
If it happened in
but
real
she's
life.
She's gonna be scarred for life and talked about for life.
Absolutely.
For
like, I mean, but
you never have to live
but
that.
But who not? Imagine, remember when your mama used to come up there? Somebody mama came up there in your
my
classroom.
Mama did.
Somebody mama came up there
right
and
in front of everybody.
You in front of everybody.
Pulled
and they told
pants
you to go back to class,
too.
You had to sit there. Right. You had to go in there and sit there like nothing happened.
Yes, but that's like behavior, though. But this is her virginity. She can't get it back. You whooping her not gonna put the virginity back in.
I can tell you right now, if I was the mama, I would be going to whip on him. Because ain't no way.
Ain't no way.
My baby.
Ain't no way. We could have said that.
She deserved to get her butt whooped.
Yeah.
She did, but not
on social media.
She did not.
But you gotta think, a lot of these parents' mental capacity ain't really.
She didn't deserve a whooping either. I agree with you.
I don't think she deserved a whooping.
Y'all gotta understand, the generation is different. The times are different.
No, y'all getting too grown out here.
But because they have so much access to grown stuff.
They have so much access. We didn't even have phones.
Like, I wasn't.
That's why we was able to make it to about 15, 16. You know what I'm saying? But now it's getting younger.
Younger. Like, they know stuff that we knew at 12
and
8.
Yeah, think about our parents. They had us young.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then the cycle is going to, you know, there it's so right there.
Yeah.
They have phones. TikTok tell you everything you need to know and how to do it.
Girl, TikTok, Instagram, Google, because it's crazy. I don't see
babies
how y'all feeling.
Babies is starting to get teeth after 2 weeks old.
Okay, babies is coming out with teeth in their mouth already. They all go wrong when they born.
Like, what's going on?
They coming out with 401ks, y'all.
I think it really, like, should have just been a conversation. Like, now how do we protect you? How do we make sure it ain't no babies, no disease?
And then give her some knowledge.
Yeah, like, because let you me, her like, daddy.
Yeah,
but
give her
now
some knowledge.
She never gonna talk to you again.
Yeah, that's I think it was just a shock, though. I think everybody do have handle stuff different, but I think it was the shock of knowing that your 12-year-old, like, we gotta think, 12, you a tween.
Yeah.
Like, you're not even a teenager yet. You're a tween. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you haven't even really gotten to the nitty gritty of puberty yet. You know, you just hitting the tip of it. And you already lost your virginity. That's so, yeah, true. I don't agree with him whipping and putting it on social media, but again, with these parents nowadays, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, as a parent, you should be taking your baby.
He took his authority to the head. And I feel like, first of all, you ain't had to whip her maybe this time, but you should have been whipping her in the past because she wouldn't even got out there to even be doing that.
And it wouldn't have been a ting. It wouldn't have been a ting, Papa, if you would have been there and said something in the first place.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I mean.
Yeah, they be forgetting that, you know, Eve did eat the apple, but Adam didn't tell her she wasn't supposed to.
Exactly.
We need direction, baby.
That's a good one.
We need direction. That's a message. I'm not listening
That's
to
That's a
it.
Real thing, though. Mm-hmm.
No, it really
Men
is.
Men was put on this earth to guide women.
That's literally what it's supposed to be. I don't got the answer.
But then, yeah, they were sitting there. They're like, you try first.
Now we got them.
I think
them.
Adam ate the apple because...
He might have ate some after
Adam's
her.
Apple. Ooh, stop playing with me.
Let's end it with
Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. Girl, let me tell you.
Adam ate the apple.
It's in his soul.
He got it stuck.
And they tried to lie and say, what? Why they do it? Like,
girl, never have I ever. 10 hands up.
Not for real. We got to take a shot for that one. You just told us.
That's taking a shot. We tried to get you to fess up a drink, and you gave us some real knowledge. We're going
to
take a shot for that.
You know, I try to spread the word.
That's our girl, butter. We spitting knowledge out here.
Okay. That's on that ooh-wee hip-hop and R&B, baby. And that's for real.
Yeah. Make sure y'all tap in. That's two O's. WEE Radio Show. And we about to take a quick break and we'll be back.
I love seeing you, baby.
WEE Radio Show.